We're number one.
Jimmy is being a cheap ass. You know, I'm like, damn.
You heard it here first. Joe
right,
Rogan
right,
listens
Joe
to our podcast.
Right, we're the best.
You know, they say people that cuss are more honest. So I'm an honest motherfucker.
Put the fish away, Reggie.
It don't even hurt to give birth anymore.
Not for me.
Nothing to it.
Okay,
let's do it. Come on. I'm ready. I want to do it.
I wear them. I got one out right now.
What is it? Jimmy and Geek. Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
Now this is a bunch of shit, if you ask me. That doesn't make no sense.
Good morning. Sunday morning. We're here at the Madhouse. I'm here, Jimmy. Guido's here. What's up over there, Geet?
Yeah, I'm just trying to set up.
You're trying to set some stuff up?
Yeah, I'm good.
We got some sound issues back feeding somewhere?
Guido's here.
There we go. I got mine. You got any over there? Don't make sure. I didn't even pay attention. Did you find it?
No. Sorry. Go ahead.
All right. Well, how was your week? Brian's in already this morning. Good morning, Brian. You been working more at Ford still?
Shit, yeah.
What's going on with that guy? You said he's an asshole.
He just, you know, one of them guys that just think they know what they're doing and they really don't.
How come I'm not picking up your sound that good?
Because I'm way over it.
Oh, you don't have your microphone. Okay, all right, there you go.
Yeah, you like to start on time. I ain't ready, but go ahead.
I mean, I played the intro music and everything. I mean, that's when you're supposed to be pulling the mic over,
well, listen,
turning the lights on.
You just got this whole studio all changed around. It's like all new to me right now.
Oh, yeah, it's all new to me. Yeah, I met that Marcus, and the next thing you know, I'm on the next level freaking messing with shit and tearing shit apart and everything else. Like, it's crazy. Guido, what the fuck you know what Mac did to me?
Who?
Who's Mac? I don't know. He said Mac did something to him.
Who?
Brian just said that.
Oh, Concrete Company, Mac.
What'd they do to him?
I don't know.
Did you find the volume button over there?
That's on this laptop.
Oh, Concrete
so,
Company, Mac. What'd they do to him?
Hold on. Is that on the...
Yeah, it's coming through for sure, 100%. They ripped his bumper off the other day.
Hey, he gets a new bumper.
So you get a new bumper. They ripped his bumper. Did you say thank you? You should have said thank you, Brian. It's a volume button. They're up top, like where the power keys are. Same sort of thing.
All right. Okay, I'm good.
All right. We're having technical difficulties.
No, we're not.
All right. Now, so anyways.
So where's Brian at? I can't see him.
I'm seeing him on Madhouse Bar Talk is where I'm seeing him.
Okay,
at.
I'm on Bar and Grill.
Yeah, he's on Bar Talk. I see him over there.
So they ripped his bumper off, huh? See, that's what you get. You didn't get it from Terminal.
See what you did there? Advertising
did
for
you,
demand.
Did you catch that, Brian? I got to get on the other thing, man. I don't like this one. You know, nobody I know on this one.
You don't like that one? Yeah, Bar Talk is it. Well, I don't know. I'm not even seeing any of those over there either. And I'm on that one, and I'm not seeing it either. I'm not seeing the comments on it. I don't know why.
But where's he at? I gotta get off this one.
There we are. Johnny Newman just said good morning. I see it now. Now I can see it. I see the comments now. yeah, we're getting a little rough start here this morning. All the technicalities and stuff are screwing us up. Well, Brian, you know what? The thing is, did you see what they did to Mariah, the bartender's car? Holy crap, dude. Somebody just drove out of here and backed right into her car, like literally, and just drove off, this, like in a minivan. I think they've got who it is now. The police showed up and like wanted the video footage. But, I mean, it was pretty wild. It's here. I'll show you guys a video of it. Give me a second here. Let me cue it up. Here you go. Here goes a video of it. This is what happened with Mariah on her car. This car just backs, and that's Mariah's car right there, you see. Boom. And then just drives off. No, like, nothing. Just, that's it. I'm out of here. Everybody in the bar, you can see, starts coming out right here at the end. They all start coming out. I mean, it's nuts. It's like, what in the hell? I mean, just leaves, you know?
Wow.
That was crazy. So the police show up, and they came, and they found her. And actually, we put it on Facebook, just the girl that we seen driving the vehicle. And I put it on Facebook, and like Ed always does, they start getting all the different, like, hits and people saying, you know, this person, that person, they know who it is. The first person they were calling, it wasn't her. Like, we were looking, we're like, ah, you can't tell. That stupid Facebook shit, like, you can never tell on there because it's, like, everybody's filtered and, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just can't tell. Like, you're going, is that the person? I don't know. Maybe 20 filters ago it might have been. Is that a picture from 1917? I don't understand. Like, it's just like, what the hell? But then we got one and that we thought it might be. And a lot of people were saying, that's who it is. That's who it is. And then the one says, if it's driving a minivan, that's her. Then she sends me a picture of her house. like the Google Maps, like, picture of her house, dude. I was laughing. And Mariah drives right by, and she's like, yep, that's her for sure. I said, well, go back away from there and call the police, you know, so that you don't get no involvement or get mixed up with somebody or something.
She's going to pay for it? Or?
I don't know exactly what happened with it. The police came in. They said they really couldn't tell because she was backed into the driveway. Like, she backed in the driveway, so you got to go basically on her property to go look at it. So they weren't 100% sure what they were going to do with that now. They really didn't know so much what they were going to do when they left here anyways yesterday. I'm sure that they're going to have to pay for it. I'm sure that her car is damaged. You didn't do that. And
right.
You don't have any damage. And Mariah's, like, car, she said.
Oh, her,
like,
car was backed in? The girl's car was backed in
into her driveway. Yeah, so she couldn't see it. Yeah, so when you drove by, you can't see it, right?
Yeah.
You didn't come home from the bar and back your car in on accident. Yeah. That didn't happen.
I don't want nobody to see this. Well.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. So, yeah, got him. Got him. And then we had another incident over here.
Yeah.
You know that dude that comes in here? It's who it is. I know it is. The one that comes in with the fake name. I can't remember what his fake name is, though. He's always talking shit about the guy with the glasses all the time when he comes in and when we're on live. He's always talking shit. We haven't seen him in probably like 2 months, probably.
Yeah.
But when we first started the videos, he was doing it all the time. So I get a message from in the morning, like I woke up and I get a message from the night before from the bartender. And she's telling me that Angel had to go in and shut the water off in the bathroom. The women's bathroom's completely flooded, this and that. And I'm like, okay. So I come in the next morning and I'm like looking in the women's bathroom and the floor is wet, but the toilets aren't shut off. So I'm like I'm confused about it. So then I get a hold of Angel and I'm like, what's going on? Like, all these toilets are turned on and it just doesn't, I don't understand it. Like, what's going on? And then Angel goes, no, it's in the men's bathroom. It just happened to, flooded both bathrooms basically. And I'm like, oh, okay. So then I go in there. And the supply line to the toilet is maliciously, 100% maliciously, is definitely been cut. Like, legitimately cut. Like, somebody cut through that thing. Took some time and really cut through it. You know what I mean? And I'm like, what the hell? So I'm trying to figure out exactly why somebody would want to do that. And I'm starting to look at the cameras. And it's that damn, I can't figure out. I see the video like when when Angel went in there and turned it off, you know, when he found it and turned it off. So then, of course, you go to the cameras and you start backtracking who was in there before him. And sure as shit, it's that freaking Tyler. And if people remember, Tyler's the one from the story that was where we were, we had put in, I didn't put it the proper amount of head on the beer, according to his buddy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, I'm completely like just blown away by it. Like that's who it is. Like, you got to be kidding me. Like, he hasn't let this go 7 months later. He went in there and cut the toilet.
I really don't think his buddy really had, like, being an asshole about it, but not really, kind of trying to be funny about it. You know what I'm saying?
When he sent you the flowers. Yeah, he sent me the flowers. Yeah. And yeah, he was doing like, yeah, he sent the flowers and he was like doing stupid shit. Like, and whether or not he is involved in it, I don't know. No. I don't know who comes on in whenever we're on the podcast. I'm not sure who that is that comes on. I assumed it was the guy with the head, but now I'm thinking it might be Tyler, you know? But he went through and he's like, first of all, as soon as I posted him that he did it, you know what I mean? And he thinks we're guessing, I guess, because he's like, oh, that wasn't me. It was wet as hell when I came in there. And first of all, the only person in there before him, like, Angel found it. And the only person in the bathroom prior to him was Angel. And then Angel found it after he was in there. So, I mean, it doesn't make sense. It had to be him. There's nobody else walks in and out of that bathroom unless Angel did it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I know Angel didn't do it. So I'm just like, this is just absolutely insanity, you know? And he's arguing and saying, oh, you know, we're ridiculous and we're Facebook drama queens and everything. Whatever. So then I let it go for about an hour, and then I'm like, you know what, I'm going to go say some dumb shit to him, you know, just to get under his skin. You know what I mean? I'm just going to say some dumb shit to him just to really irritate him, you know? And he has me blocked. Like, an hour later, he blocks me, right? So then I'm like, what the hell? I go, why in the world would he block me if he's got something to say and this and that, you know what I mean? Hmm. And I freaking let it go. I'm like, yeah, whatever. I don't even care anymore. You know, it doesn't even matter to me anymore at this point, you know? And then he comes through and sends messages to Amanda. And I'm like, really, dude? Like, you're going to send messages to Amanda? And the thing is, in the messages, he's just basically making up shit that I'm sleeping with people and I'm screwing around behind her back. He's got all the inside scoop on all of it and this and that. You know what I mean? So I'm just laughing because it's funny to me. You know what I mean? It's like that's just absolutely ridiculous. You know, the shit he's saying is ridiculous. Like, it's clearly something that I just don't do. You know what I mean? And when he comes through, it's like just a private message or whatever. And Amanda doesn't click on it, but it shows up in her notifications. You know what I mean?
Right.
And he sends us this message. And I put his name out there, too. I didn't even block it out. That's funny. So that everybody knows who it is on Facebook. So this is what he puts on there, you know. That's one of them there. And then the next one he puts on there is let me go find it for you. It's the next one he puts on there is this one. This comes through. And it's, you know more, or you want to know more, let me know. I got juice for days or something like that, you know. And then he puts on, what is he, where's the other one at? Hold on, let me find it. I'm struggling here. My damn screen is not working for me. Is it this one? I hope it's this one. Here it is, yeah. Yeah, I wonder why it took so long for him to fire Sam. Maybe he was fucking her and feeding her cocaine. Wow. And the thing is, like, anybody who knows me knows how ridiculous that is. Like, that's like, I mean, everybody knows how ridiculous that is. That's like some next level dumb shit for him to say. Clearly he doesn't know anything about me. You know what I'm saying? Or he wouldn't have said nothing like that. And you know, the thing is, as funny as he always, the girls in here, like Sam and them, they hate him. Like they go, he's so nasty to him. I don't know what it is. Like it, like he's got like, I don't know if it's like he, cause he's never been nasty to me. Never was nasty to you. We always thought he was a good dude. I mean, we had no issues. And then these girls would tell me how nasty he was. And I'm like, does he hate women or something? Or, you know what I mean? Like, I don't understand. Like, I mean, like he's hateful, you know, like maybe like, I don't know, maybe like he's got some animosity towards his mother or something. I don't know what it is. I don't understand. Like, it's like he hates women. So he would be so nasty to him, you know. And I really never seen him with women. Have you?
I've never seen him with one in here.
No, I've never seen him around women at all. I've never seen it. I mean, and that's, you know, I don't know. That's, maybe that's what it is. Maybe he just hates women. Because, I mean, why else would you be so nasty to everybody like that? Women only, though, not men, you know. Mm-hmm. And he was always hanging out with people. They were always just of the male variety. So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he was at Diddy parties. I don't know. Could be gay. Could be what it is. People are gay and they just don't want to tell people, or they want to keep it on the down low and they just go about. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. Mm. Possibility. But something's wrong with that dude. He's got issues for sure. Definitely. And speaking of moms, it's Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers.
Happy Mother's Day to my mother specifically. I don't know about the rest of them mothers, but my mother, happy Mother's Day. And my wife. And my daughter, who's a mother of two now. But
your other daughter, too.
I don't even know what to do with that. Like, with the mother, like, to when to call her today. Like, my mom, I have no idea when to call her today.
What do you mean, when?
She just started a third shift. Like, I'm not sure what her sleeping schedule is.
She just posted something.
She did? She was on Facebook?
I seen her in something. Now it just popped up a minute ago.
See, I don't know because she just switched over to this third shift thing, and it's like, I don't even know when to get a hold. You know what I mean? I have no idea. Like, should I? I don't want to like make her mad because I took too long to call her. Or, you know, not that my mom's not really all that sensitive like that.
No,
you know, she's not real sensitive. But yeah, I don't know. Anyways, I think the guy hates women in general. But he came in here. He hasn't been here in 7 months. He came in. He comes in the patio, doesn't get a drink there. He comes inside the bar, orders a beer, takes about two sips, walks in the bathroom, about there about 4 minutes, and then leaves. And then he tries to say I lie. And then he tries to tell my wife that I'm the, it just, that's lies. Like, that's ridiculous. Like, and the thing is, I'm so confident in myself. There's nobody out there, nobody. You will never find one person that would know, that knows me or ever spent any time with me, that knows that that's not true. You know what I'm saying? He just went too far. He's making up his lies. You gotta like, you know, just because I own a bar doesn't mean I'm a drug addict. You know what I mean? Right. Like, you know, I don't know if that's common for people. I don't know. The bar owners, is that common that they're drug addicts?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't understand. Like, that's what they, it seems to me like the, what's the word? I don't know what they, I'm trying to think what they call that. Like the, I don't know what they call it. I have no idea. I don't remember.
I don't know. Most bar owners, I think, are blue collar men that try to do, like, go into business for themselves a little bit too. You know what I mean? Like, every one of them got a job.
Yeah, most of the time. Yeah, it's because you kind of have to. Look at these
Dale.
Days.
Dale was a fucking Ford worker.
Yeah.
That other guy used to do roofing down the road. That other guy was a fireman. You know what I'm saying? They're not drug addicts and shit, or drug dealers or anything.
Yeah, but that's how they put it out there, though. You know?
No, everyone, I'm saying, I know.
Persona,
I don't know.
There goes it is. Good job, Kathy. The persona
right.
of bar owners is that you're fucking all the bartenders and doing drugs.
Right. But what I'm saying is I think of them as blue collar guys trying to make extra. That's all it is. And I just gave you perfect examples of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and this area anyways. I mean, yeah, there, you could go to other places where it's probably different. But
there's an exception to every rule, but that's what I look at. Like, everybody that I know owns bar is somebody just trying to get ahead but work somewhere else.
Right, right, yeah.
I don't see any bartenders or bar owners that just own a bar. They usually got a job.
We'll be back after a quick break.
I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity, or you get your time back. Go to monstrositypodcast.com right now and take a look.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, Amanda, when she worked at Cleats and Menor, those people, that's all they do is own a bar. And there's two brothers partnered up on it. So they must be making bank because they got nice shit, too. Yeah. But, you know, those places like that, when you get like, I mean, literally what they would do on like, say, a Monday is like our busiest Friday. You know what I mean?
Brian just sent me pictures of his car. They fucked his car up.
Did they?
Oh, my God. Look at these.
Oh, yeah. They ripped the shit out of it. What'd they do? Hook it, Brian? Wow. Yeah, they fucked that up, Brian.
I wonder if I could get it out again. I don't think it'll show it.
Yeah, Brian, we could actually call you and put you right into the podcast now. We got that kind of technology. That is the type of technology we got.
He said, and then they left.
They did that and left? They pulled a Mariah on you?
Damn.
Well, Mariah didn't do it. That's fucked up. And left? Wow. Yeah, that's horrible.
That's what you get.
That's what you get, yeah. Should have went to Terminal or McConnell or wherever Guido's working this month.
That's right. And if it was a side job, you didn't include me.
I heard you had a sweet side job this week.
I felt bad, man. Not that bad, but I felt bad.
Yeah. Why'd you feel bad?
Well, I was going to take the load to our job.
And, the concrete load?
Yeah.
Okay.
So the way they was dispatching out, it just like slipped it. You know what I'm saying? So I had to go to take another load. Next driver took my load to my job, and I heard try to hurry up. I get my load off, and I run back to the shop. I rinse out my truck. I jump in my car. I shoot to the job, and it's done. Totally done. And I'm like, damn, I didn't do shit on this job. And then he's like, here's your money. And I'm like, I felt bad. I was like, man. Yeah, okay. Just took it. I was like, wow.
It sounds like you felt really bad.
Yeah, I felt really bad.
Yeah. All the way to the bank. I was like, oh, that was horrible.
I felt so bad. I'll make it up to him.
We got to get that blacktop going out here, too, one of these weekends, maybe whenever.
Probably next weekend.
Next weekend?
Yeah.
I'm going to have to think about that. Let me try and see. Yeah, that's definitely got to happen, though. I got to get that patched because we've got the poker motorcycle runs are going to start pretty soon, and it's like there's too many potholes out there. We got to get them straightened out.
Yeah, I'm going to do it good this time.
Yeah, vacuum it out. Put that, like, sealer in there and stuff. Like, really do it right, yeah. Try and get that big hole, though. We've blown it out good enough that it's probably patchable now. It used to be a big hole, but now it's a massive hole.
I think I'm going to go get some real asphalt, not that soft patch shit.
Go get a truck of it. Yeah, that's what, like, we put up front, right? That's what I was assuming. Yeah, get it prepped and ready and then just go and get it, right?
Yeah, that'd be the way to do it.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Put a tamper on it real good.
Go rent one or no?
No, we got one. Or we'll get a rent a roller. If we do a big enough patch, then we'll rent a roller.
You have a tamper?
Yeah, a junk one. A small one.
A junk one? What do you mean? Like, what's a junk one? I don't understand what a junk one is.
Not a real big one.
That just makes it junk just because it's not big.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that cold patch shit.
That cold patch don't work. We've tried it.
I've done that probably four times.
Yeah.
It just don't last.
I mean, it holds up for the year, and that's about it. Then it's done and over with.
Yeah, the funny thing is, remember that one hole over here? That shit was funny where that grate is.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to patch this up real quick, and it's just going to last a little bit. That thing's lasted since we've been here.
Yeah, how in the world did that thing hold up? I don't understand how that thing held up. I don't get it. I really don't. That should have never, ever held up. And it was because the grate had to be restructured and framed in, and we had to put like that. How that's holding up, I have no idea.
But I was like, strong. I'm just going to fix this real quick so that, you know, people don't mess up their cars and then we'll have to fix it. And it's been
fine. But I was looking at it coming in this morning, actually, weirdly enough, it's starting to, around the grate and stuff is starting to look bad, yeah.
But that thing was bad. Remember when you hit it, the whole bottom shot up like towards the car? I'm like, holy shit.
Oh, yeah, it was real bad.
I said, let me fix that real quick, but we're going to have to really fix it. It's lasted how long now? 6 years?
Yeah, long time. That other one's holding up, too, on the other side. We did one on the other side, but it doesn't get the abuse no more because it's not in the middle of the parking
lot.
Right. Now that we did put the patio on, it's like right up against the patio or whatever. But, yeah, so this Marcus, which is, that's Mr. Deacon from TDE Sports and Channel 13 News. He's been giving me a lot of feedback on all this stuff as I've been messing with it, you know. And he came in here last weekend and he was kind of telling me some things. And just his comments, he don't even understand, I don't think, how much he's helped me. Like, he's helped a little bit with the technology stuff, but he just, some of the stuff he said just put me in the right direction to try and figure out some of this stuff. And I mean, he's been awesome with it, you know what I mean? It was like probably some pretty bad like holes I went down in the YouTube trying to like, I mean, literally like video after video after video. But I
was
getting
a little worried.
But they were the right videos. They were the right videos though. That's the problem. All this time I've been watching the wrong videos. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I was getting a little worried about your mental health.
Oh, yeah.
You was in the rabbit hole, boy.
I was zoning out, man. I really was. And he's going to show me some other stuff. He's like, there's clearly something I'm not understanding because he's like, I'm doing something wrong. And he's like looking at it. He's like, yeah, that background is not like, because he made up this background that's behind us now with the frame.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just a still image of it. The one he has is actually a ticker, like moving and stuff. Kind of like the screens behind us are doing, you know, similar to that. But for whatever reason, that's not what it's doing. I mean, it's just an image because I was messing with it. And I didn't like the way it was working. Like when we transitioned from screen to screen or whatever, I just didn't like it. And then he said, that's because I did something wrong.
Now it looks a little busy.
It does look a little busy, yeah, when you get all the screens, especially if you bring in, like, all three. Like, if we have a guest in here, then it really starts to get busy, you know. You get the guest in there, and that third screen just is, like, now you just got shit twisting and twirling everywhere, you know what I mean? It's pretty ridiculous, actually. But, I mean, I'll probably mess with that, clean that up. I want to crisp make that. Probably what we'll do is we'll make that background screen crisp and tight. And then what we'll do is we'll these TikTok ads and YouTube ads and stuff like that are on there, we'll probably post right in the frame itself. You know what I mean? That actually is where our photos are or whatever you want to call it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you got anything coming up here?
We'll be back after a quick break.
I am a time traveler. I'm just a regular guy who found a time-traveling watch behind a dumpster. I've had a lot of crazy adventures in my travels, like that time I accidentally almost killed Ben Franklin, or that time I had a threesome with two lonely housewives in 1944.
Oh, yeah.
Some call me a saint for my time-traveling heroics. Others call me the greatest lover of their life. That has nothing to do with the story. I just wanted you all to know. The Time Traveler's Guide to Not Getting Caught.
I don't yet. No, nothing of plans. Although I did speak with Adam yesterday. Adam comes on and listens on the podcast a lot.
Adam who?
He's the guy, we've talked about him a couple times, and you always say when he comes up there, Adam who, you always say.
But you
say
know how
that.
Many Adams I know?
I know, I get
okay,
it.
Okay, so which Adam are you talking about?
It's a guy that comes in here. He's the blind guy. He's in a band. He plays pool tabs. He was a day guy, but he just got a recent job, just got a new job recently, and he's working more, so he comes in the evenings now because he's working at his new job. Mm. But yeah, he wants to start a jam night here with like on like I think we're gonna do Tuesday nights, like a guitar jam session. Mm-hmm. So I think it's kind of a cool thing that could be cool, you know what I mean? I think that would be slick. I'm waiting for him to get back to me now on when he wants to start because he's supposed to go on a vacation of some sort, you know. I don't know when or what this vacation is all about, but that's his plans, you know what I mean, is to go on this vacation. And that's what he when he gets back or whatever, he's going to let me know and set up. Well, not when he gets back. He's going to let me know now, but it'll be going on once he gets back, basically, is the big thing. He was slamming on those steak and shrimp skewers yesterday. Did you see you get any of those?
No, I didn't come up
here. Oh, my God, dude. Whew. Those things were.
Who made them?
So good. Sure. The one I ate was cooked by Bryce, I believe, is who cooked them. But, I mean, yeah, Summer put it all together. Summer's the one who put it all together. She's a beast back there. She misunderstood me at first because I said I wanted to make shrimp skewers with, like, steak and peppers and everything all on it, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I go down there, and she shows me, like, a bowl. And I'm like, she said, yeah, and we'll just set it right across the bowl. And I'm like... I'm like, okay, that's weird, whatever. Okay, maybe that'll, I go, maybe make some rice and put it in a bowl then or something. And she goes, okay. And then she sends me a picture, and a picture she sends me is like, it was like shrimp only on the skewers. And then in the bowl was like pepper steak over rice. I'm like, no. I mean like all on the skewer, you know. But oh my God, dude, they were so good. We just took some leftover ribeyes that we had and diced them up. Threw them on with the skewer, and then Bryce was telling me last night that they had to cook them nice and low, you know, a nice and low heat so that it, you know, didn't burn up the shrimp before the steak got done. And I mean, I'm telling you, them things were every bit as good as they looked. I mean, they were phenomenal. I mean, they were right on point. They were great. But anyways, yeah, he wants to do a jam session. That, girl that backed into the car, that was going on at Johnny's birthday party, Johnny Slackoff's birthday party. Mm. Is that dude that cool?
Oh, yeah.
Is he that cool? I mean, I like him when he comes in here, but I've really never hung around him or been around him.
Everybody likes that dude.
He's holy cool shit, dude. Everybody was here to see that
was
guy.
Was Joey here?
I did not see Joey. I don't think Joey's allowed in here. I think Summer made the rule that Joey's not allowed in.
Oh, that's his stepdaughter.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, she's like, I'm not dealing with him. No, that ain't happening.
Yeah, but for Johnny's birthday, she should have allowed it.
Yeah, especially because Summer wouldn't have been working anyway, so it wouldn't have mattered.
Yeah, we let him up here when we're up here.
Yeah, oh, he always, yeah, he comes in. Yeah, she knows that. She's like, hey, he's not supposed to be here.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, but I mean, Joey's one of those like loose cannons. You never know.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
He's great. I like him.
That being him,
you never know what could happen with him.
Oh, he had to control me that night.
Yeah, that was you were on your shit that night.
Yeah, but it was funny because it's usually me, you know, calming him down, and then that day he's calming me down.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Did you watch that Tom Brady roast?
Oh, my God. I just a bunch of clips. I never watched the whole thing, but it was pretty good, man. That was probably the best roast I've seen.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. I mean, that was there.
You got
was
anything queued up?
Nothing. There was nothing that was politically correct.
Oh my God, it was horrible.
There was
it
nothing
was horrible.
That
was so great.
Yeah, it was. I mean, there was nothing that was queued up, or nothing that was politically correct. Nothing that wasn't. I mean, they were like racist, homophobes.
Straight, raw,
like,
yeah.
Oh my God, it was the greatest thing ever. Yeah. I loved it. I loved it. I want all comedy roasts to be exactly like that.
That was pretty good.
I mean, they were just straight shit talking, like to the extreme too. Like, yeah. I mean, it was like
they dogged his wife though. God.
Yeah, for sure. She was mad about it, and so was that's the thing where I think they might have went too far. was the Aaron Hernandez.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
dude,
yeah.
I was like, holy shit, did they just say that?
Yeah, that was crazy.
I mean, they might have went too far. And I seen the clips. I'm like, I had to cue it up and watch it, dude. I had to.
I watched a lot of the clips, man. I still want to watch the whole thing. It was good.
Yeah, it's worth the watching for sure. It's definitely worth the watching. The strong one, the one that's making
girl,
headlines is what's her name now? I forgot what her name is. Here she is right here. Nikki Glaser. Is it playing on there?
Then you came back and then you retired again. I mean, I get it. It's hard to walk away from something that's not your pregnant girlfriend. It's tough. Hey, to be fair, he didn't know she was pregnant. He just thought she was getting fat. And Tom hates fat. I mean, do you guys know about his diet program? It is so strict. But if you follow it exactly as he does, you too can lose your family. And seriously.
Yeah, she was raw. She was definitely raw, man. I mean, it was crazy. She was going on, and she said, I was watching, because she's been on a circuit now. Everybody wants to talk to her.
Yeah.
And originally, I guess she's a Howard Stern girl. She was always, and I guess she still does a lot of stuff for the show, for Howard Stern. And that's why she went on that with them right away. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because it's her normal, whatever you want to call it.
She's
like,
probably been around for a long time. We just never noticed.
She has. Because when I started Googling her, trying to find like the clip to put out there, you know, like a clip to put on with the video, I was like, what in the hell? I mean, she's been in like probably, I bet she's been in 20 roasts. I don't know, at least 10. Like there's every roast she's in there. She just wasn't killing it in this one. You know what
Maybe
I mean?
She said, fuck it. Let me just go all out. She did it.
She put in the work. Good writers, whatever it was. Like I was listening to an interview with her and she's talking about like, and I didn't realize, I guess, that there was that much involved in it. But she was saying like that, like when they said that Gronk put the tard in retard, she said that literally her and one of her assistants or whatever it was had like 2 hours in deciding whether they say retard or retarded. Like,
wow,
you put that kind of time in it? That, and then I think about what we do. It's so off the cuff, dude. We don't, there's no thought process. Like, I mean, it's nothing. Like, she's like delivering it. And I guess they go around, like, she goes to these comedy clubs and runs them. You know what I mean? Like, so she can practice the sets, like, at a comedy club where, I mean, those roast type, you know, jokes probably don't go over very well in, like, a comedy club on a Thursday night with no athletes or nothing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just odd. And then she was like, there's so much thought into it. I was so impressed with how much thought and everything that went into it when I was listening to her. Cause she actually has a podcast, the Nikki Glaser podcast. I went and watched it and she was like explaining like different things that I guess I just never considered, but like setups, like obviously, like, you know, there's setups, but she's like, she had jokes that she didn't use because the person that was in the joke or she was making the joke about hadn't been on stage yet. And she would have had to set it up so people kind of knew who it was more than anything. Or she, you know what I'm saying? So
watching her stuff, is she as good as she was on air or she's good, but
her stuff was always pretty good. Yeah. Yeah, her stuff's pretty good. But she's like, I mean, she's pretty funny just naturally. Yeah. Like she was saying that with Howard Stern, like, cause she goes, they were so good to me. I've started out with them and all that stuff. She goes, anytime they need anything, she goes, literally, I'll be ready to do an HBO special. I'm doing an HBO. I guess she's got an HBO special that's dropping right now. I like bet. It's
going to be a big
hit now. It was already in the works.
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm saying now doing that,
it's going to be huge. Yeah, right. Right. She said that HBO was actually not happy that she was going to be doing the roast right before doing this drop, you know what I mean? Before this dropping. So she was amazing what she was saying that she did, but she said that like she's in the middle of an HBO special and like Howard Stern will call her up and be like, you know, hey, we just need a soundbite of, I don't know, maybe some chick getting fucked. She'll be like, okay. And she'll run outside and just be on the phone going, like, she goes, whatever they want, I'll do it. I don't care. You know, because she's been, I guess, which I don't know because I don't watch Howard Stern anymore, which I think is probably true with most of the country, isn't it?
No.
Who listens to Howard Stern? Who pays for satellite radio? Does anybody?
It's a package thing. Like it. When you buy a new car, it's on there for, what, 6 months?
Free? No, not anymore.
No,
it's like a month now. Yeah, when you used to get it, it used to give it to you for a little bit for, you know what I'm saying? It would do it to you for a little bit. Now it's like a month and it's over now for satellite. It's garbage. I mean, I think it was the worst mistake he ever made. My personal opinion.
Was going to satellite?
I think so. I guarantee, because I know as far as I'm... You remember, you're my age, so you remember when we were young, when we first got into trades, everybody was listening to Howard Stern. Everybody. Okay. I mean, and that's, conversations were all based on Howard Stern.
You're right. Yeah.
You don't hear that no more. Mm-mm. Never. Nobody's talking about Howard Stern no more.
Yeah, but financially for him, it's probably a better move.
I doubt it. If you were running, if you're talking however much money they paid him, if you're running on regular, you know, radio and getting commercial ads, you're probably a lot more financially stable than anybody. In fact, I would go as far as to say the only people that are actually listening to satellite radio is probably people that were listening to Howard Stern. He's probably the only reason that somebody would subscribe to satellite radio. And not only that, his audience isn't the person that bought a new car. Never was.
That's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It never was. So who the hell's listening to it? People aren't putting their hard-earned money out there to listen to Howard Stern on satellite. I just don't think they are. I just don't believe that at all. So, I mean, I think it was a mistake in my opinion. I think that. I wonder. I'd love to find out. I know he'd probably never want to admit it, but I'd love to hear from him and like really have a true conversation. But I bet you he feels that's a, because people just don't talk about him no more. There's no more specials. Remember the specials he used to do?
Yeah. Where he's older, man. That guy's got to be what, in his 60s?
Yeah, but still. I mean, I still think it was, I think he was, when his hand was on the pulse, when his thumb was on the pulse, I think it was better. You know what I mean? I don't think that the satellite was a plus for him.
I don't know. How could you say it's better? You ain't listening to it.
Yeah, nobody does. That's what I'm saying. That's my whole point. Nobody is. I can't even remember the last episode I listened to of them, but I know it was 28, 29 years ago. It was a long time ago. Long time ago. I mean, I see his little like skits or whatever sometimes on like TikToks and YouTubes and stuff, but I mean, if he was on regular radio, Nikki Glaser was on it, we'd probably already know who she was,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I didn't know who she was.
Yeah, I had no clue who she was. I had no clue whatsoever. I'm just curious. I think that it's probably was a bad move on his part, you know what I mean?
I don't know, financially I don't think so, because they probably gave him enough where he felt.
Oh, they paid him huge. That was a big contract. Saying. That was one of the biggest contracts of all time.
Yeah, and when it runs up, he can probably go back to his own thing if that's what he wants. He'd probably retire by then.
I don't know. I think the radio. No, because he's redone that contract probably 5 times since then.
So it must be worth it to him.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I think the radio would have been better. I think he would have been better off all these years on radio. Because, like I said, it's that simple. We don't talk about him at work no more. You haven't talked about Howard Stern in how long?
Talking about him right now?
Now we're talking about him because of Nikki Glaser hit it at a roast and happens to be involved in the show. Mm. I mean, other than that, who would have known? Mm. You know what I mean? I mean, I wouldn't have ever known. I heard Broadway Mary was on Howard Stern, too, at one time. I heard she was, yeah. I don't know nothing about it, but I heard it, yeah.
Well, keyed up.
I'd have to look for it. I don't know where it was. But, yeah, I did hear that. I don't know what she would have been on there for, but it would have been in a time when nobody's listening to it. I don't listen to it. Mm-hmm. And like I say, like, you know, I don't know. That's never, just my thing.
You
I don't
said you've been there before, huh?
Where's that?
At Broadway and Mary.
Yeah, I've been in there. Yeah, I went in there with Keith. And I went in there. It was cool when we went in there, actually. It was kind of cool. We stopped in there, and there was what was cool was it had nothing to do with Broadway Mary's, but, I mean, I was at Broadway Mary's, but there was, like, a bachelor party, a bunch of guys in there, good dudes, you know, like, from all over the country. Kind of reminded me, like, my brothers and his friends, you know. They were just kicking it, and it was pretty cool. They were funny guys. I was laughing. Mm-hmm. We were having a good time with them. They were here for doing their bachelor party, and I don't know why they ended up at Broadway Mary's. I don't know how they ended up doing that. Yeah. But, yeah, that's where they ended up at. Morning, Scotty. I just seen he said hi 4 minutes ago while I was ranting about Howard Stern.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had it down a little bit.
So what do you think? You think this Tyler's gay or no?
What?
Well, I'm trying to think, like, it's been in my head since I said it. It came out. I'm like, he isn't. He does hate women.
I don't know, man.
I mean, he hates women. I swear to God, he hates women. I never seen a woman on the back of his bike.
I've never seen one. I don't know. I ain't around him that much to know.
I've never seen it. Well, he used to be here every day.
Yeah, but I ain't around him, like, personally, going hanging out with him or anything.
You never seen him riding on his bike?
Yeah, I see him ride his bike all the time.
You ever seen a woman on the back of it?
No.
Oh, okay. You ever seen a guy on the back of it?
No.
John Meeks back there just chilling?
I don't know.
with a frothy beer? Woo! Yeah.
Got the right head on this one. Oh, boy. You're going to get some texts tonight. Oh, Amanda's going to get some texts tonight.
Oh, yeah. He's got to tell some lies on Jimmy again. Yeah, if you're going to go try and snitch somebody out to their wife, you better have some kind of like...
Be close or something.
Yeah, the persona better be at least in my wheelhouse. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know, man. That's crazy.
I mean, he calls me a whore. My wife's ears perked up immediately. Of yeah, course. Tyler's the waterline cutter, Scotty. Yep, that's who it is. You call me a whore, you say I'm whoring around behind my wife's back, her ears will perk up because I'm who I am. But you say cocaine.
Yeah, that turned it off.
Yeah, goodbye. Yeah, good night. Yeah,
good night.
As Scotty said, I was telling him about it, and he started laughing. He goes, the same guy that sat in my kitchen and chastised me for smoking weed?
Right.
Yeah, that's how much he knows of me. He knows nothing of me. You went up the wrong tree on that one,
yeah,
buddy.
That just shut the switch off right there. It's like, lost signal there, buddy. That's like me. Same as me.
But thanks for the flowers.
I'll be right back.
You're out of here?
Just for a second.
He said, peace. So, anyways, I think he might be gay. It's a possibility. I'm just saying. I mean, that's all I'm saying is that it's a possibility. You never know. And I want to wish a happy Mother's Day to my mama while I got a minute here. I might as well say happy Mother's Day, mama. And we'll put you on the screen here real quick with me. We'll say, there she is, my mama, right there. Me and her when I was a little boy. And she needed a haircut, for sure, 100%. That was the times, though, back then in the 70s, early 80s. That's what she did. it went from this and then they went poofy and now they're just like real short. So, but, and happy Mother's Day to my daughter and my wife. And I have to call my mom whenever I get a chance. I don't know when though. I just don't know. I don't know what the issue is going to be as far as, if she's going to do, the thing, the, be up on time. I'm all confused because Guido walked out on me. So now I'm trying to put it all together, trying to figure out exactly what to put up. I should have a video ready and then I could put that up. That would be cool. That would do something anyways. Or do like a, right, yeah, I could do like a full screen. That's what I need to do. Like a full screen to the one side, like do a full screen video and have it ready to go for a commercial. That's what we should do. We should film a commercial for Madhouse Bar and Grill. And then like if anytime we have to like take a break in the middle of the show, we could just like pop it up on the screen, let it run, and then do our thing. Right?
I don't know.
It's not a bad gig. I like it.
So what was you saying when I was walking out here?
I think he's gay. You think I'm wrong?
I don't know. I don't know him like that.
I don't know. I don't understand. How do I? Why is he giving me 7 months of free space in his head over a freaking frothy beer?
He rented it.
It was free. There was no rent paid. That was free. I take that back. It was the price of one beer.
Yeah, you didn't make that new pay for that beer?
No, I told him, fuck you, get out of here. John Meeks.
John Meeks.
John Meeks.
That dude seemed all right, though.
I liked both of them until I didn't, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, but that John Meeks, that wasn't no big deal.
No, it really wasn't that big of a deal. I thought
it was funny. The whole thing was funny.
But it's a big deal to come in and cut my supply line. Yeah. That's a huge deal. It's a big deal to get a hold of my wife and tell her I'm, you know, feeding the girls coke to try and get sex. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that type of shit is a big deal.
Yeah, but I'm saying I didn't say that wasn't a big deal. I said the John Meeks part of it wasn't a big deal. I thought it was funny.
You thought, oh, yeah, I thought it was funny, too. The flowers were hilarious. Flowers
was good.
Yeah. The flowers was hilarious. That was good. I give him props on that one. But I don't know what Tyler's deal is coming and cutting the line. And then that's the thing that really bugs me, I guess, about the whole thing is that his claim is that it was like that when he got in there, right? That's his claim. But if you watch on this video, I mean, if you watch the video right here, I'll show you real quick. Watch him come out of here. This is his claim. When I walked in there, there was water pouring out of that thing like a sieve right when I walked in there. So he walks out of the bathroom, and this is him walking out of that bathroom while it was leaking like a sieve. This is him. Yeah, that's him. He's walking out of there. It's leaking like a sieve, and that's how you walk out of there. That's the way you do it. That's it. You just kind of glance over to the right, you know. And by the way, both bathrooms are completely flooded, okay? Both bathrooms. Completely. I mean, and I'm talking, Angel goes back in this bathroom in about 5 minutes. He goes back in there, and both bathrooms are completely flooded. If that's the case, how come you don't have wet footprints right there? Why is there no wet footprints? Just a little bit of water on his jeans right there. You tell me that. You tell me why that is, if it wasn't him. It's him. There's no question it's him.
I got a weird question. Maybe other people are probably wondering the same thing.
What's that?
Angel got a bladder problem?
Angel? I mean, he did go in there twice. I was like, you know what? Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I kind of was thinking that too. Like, damn, why was he in there just now? But the problem is I say Angel was in there right before and right after. But Amanda told me she doesn't think it was Angel right before him. She thinks it was Bryce, the other cook.
Bryce.
So it wasn't actually Angel, but I mean, it was two cooks that were both like, right there.
Angel and an angel. And I'm like, he went to the restroom before, then he went to the restroom after. I'm like, what the hell?
No, yeah, no.
I don't know, man. That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's retarded. It doesn't make any sense. And then to go off like you got caught and you're gonna pretend like, oh, like it had nothing to do with it and that's bullshit and this and that and, you know, just getting ridiculous. There's no reason for it at all. None. but whatever. So let's talk about your Ford thing. This is what I want to know about. I want to hear about Ford.
I try to get my buddy to come, you know, like phone him, and he won't do it.
Oh, did he message you back?
He said, no, I'll start talking terrorist shit.
Terrorist shit?
Yeah, I don't know what he's talking about.
What the hell? How well do you know this guy?
I don't know. Nah, he's pretty cool.
Is he Muslim?
He's Mexican.
Oh, same thing.
I was just... no, but it's funny because me and him will go, like, everybody hates this guy. His name's Hector at Ford. And when we, like... You're kind of, there's nothing you can do. Like, you back up, and he's the guy that grabs your chute. So all our drivers hate this guy. They're like, oh, we got Hector, you know? So Hector's the little short, little Mexican dude. Even the like I said, he's Mexican, and he can't stand him.
No, I'm saying is the one that said he's going to do terrorist shit Muslim, not the guy that's doing a chute.
He's Mexican, too.
Oh, it's two Mexicans. Oh, yeah. Okay.
So... Me and him are friends at work.
Does anybody got a green card?
He don't need one. He's an American.
Oh, okay. American. I'm just checking.
So anyways, he goes, so he's like, damn, Hector. So then he goes, that's your brother. So I said, no, that's your uncle. And I say, you call him Theo every time you go in there. It's funny as hell. We just start laughing. But that dude is horrible. Everybody's like, he has you going back. Oh, back forward. You're like, what the hell? You can't press the button quick enough to keep up with him. So he's back there, and he's telling you, speed it up, slow it down. I'm like, this dude. I'm like, oh, my God. The other guy, you pull up to him, he'll go like this. Like, he might make you back up once or twice, and then he'll just flow the whole thing out. You're on your way. So he's doing two of them to Hector's one, so he's got to wait for Hector to get his done to catch up. It's just horrible. I'm like, why don't you just... get somebody else on the shoot, and they just will not do it. I'm like, oh, my God, Hector sucks. So, Hector, you suck.
Hector, get another job.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Dude's horrible.
He's not that bad. I don't know. I don't know who he is.
I'm trying to get my buddy to talk about him.
He doesn't wear a dress shirt, does he?
No, he wears a fluorescent.
No, but, oh, well, yeah, because he has to wear, but... Does he ever wear a vest?
Yeah, the safety vest.
And then underneath, what's he got on?
I don't know.
Is it a button-up shirt? Oh, no, I hope no, it's no, the no, same no, guy. No. I will fucking die laughing.
What do you mean?
I know a carpenter, Hector, that they had to get rid of. He sucked. He was horrible. He was horrible, dude. He would come in every day with his button-up shirt and everything, and he was absolutely horrible. The two guys that worked on the job site were both wood carpenter, trim carpenter, you know, doors, hardware, cabinets, things like that. And heck, they had to work with Hector because nobody else wanted to work with him. So they put him over there, you know, the little slower paced shit because he's slow and kind of was like, you know, somebody that would take his time. So you think maybe that would work out best for, you know, finish work. You know what I'm saying? So you're thinking that that might be the best bet. So what happens is, the two guys they make them work with, they're kind of like redneck, you know what I mean? They're rednecks. There's no other way to say it. They're rednecks. That's what they are. 100% rednecks. So, and they make him work with this Mexican, but he's not like, I mean, he's a English speaks proper English and all that stuff. American, you know, probably since birth, but he has a button up shirt dressed like, I don't know if he thinks he's going to an office job. We always used to laugh because it's just the way he would dress, you know?
How old would you say that guy is?
That Hector?
What would he be right now?
What would he be right now? Probably 40, 39, 40, somewhere in that range.
This guy I think's a little older than that.
I mean, he's from this area, so I mean, it's possible that he went and got another job. It's very short? Possible. He's short.
Oh, I'll have to get a picture of Hector.
But these guys got fired. Not fired. They got, yeah. I don't know if they got fired or I'm trying to remember. I can't remember if they got fired or if they got sent to another job. I can't remember right off the top of my head, but they wrote Mexican drinking straw on the vent in the Port-a-John and they fired them. They didn't have proof they even did it. They just fired them. They're just like, see you later for, you know, racist comments or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I think me and Gerald are, we're an exception. We're allowed to say that shit.
Yeah, you guys can, but these were rednecks. Like, these were just straight rednecks. And you know what? Honestly, typically when you see on the job sites that they're writing stuff like Mexican drink, it's because illegals are on the job. You know what I mean? It's not, or even if they're not illegal, they're like, I don't know. They're like Mexican-speaking immigrants that are doing work. Usually that's when you see the rednecks start writing shit. Yeah. It's usually not for, like, the guy in glasses with a button-up shirt speaking perfect English. You know what I'm saying? It's just usually not the case. But that guy just got on their nerves so bad.
That's how this guy is. Listen, everybody, like, you would think probably four drivers or five drivers don't like him, you know, because of the way they're, it just don't mesh. You know what I'm saying? No, every driver hates him. Like, this, oh, I had Hector. And then you're like, it's almost like a pattern. You go in there. You're the first one in, so of course you're going to be the first one out, right? Not if you get Hector. You're going to have people passing you and shit, two drivers ahead of you, and then you're stuck with Hector. So I'm like, ugh. So I'm like competitive. I got to go. You know what I'm saying? I'm passing somebody, whatever. Nope, not when you get Hector. You got two people pass you.
That's funny.
Hector's horrible.
So yesterday I was thinking about that with that guy, like, cause I remember that one's name was Hector, you know? And I was thinking, I'm like, could that be? And it's like, it could very well be. I mean, everybody hated a guy.
And you know what? He walks around like all the drivers are stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, he like looks at us like, oh.
Yeah, like, see, I don't think hell? That's him then, because he never did that. He never was like that, I don't think. He was just kind of like clueless, basically.
Yeah, but he's hanging around with all the guys, you know, on their crew, and he's got this attitude like, this driver. You know, and you're like, no, it's you, you idiot. But it's funny, man. Everybody, when they pull out of there, and they got this look on their face, and they're like, I had Hector. Poor Hector.
What'd you do yesterday? You had to work yesterday, but you weren't pouring?
Yeah, we was just maintenance on the plant.
Oh, really? Like what? Like what's
preventive maintenance? Like, you know, they got these bolts that push a cylinder for the, I don't know, the where the plant is. And it holds the bends and shit. And when it needs to release, it pushes it back, drops the chute and drops the gravel and stuff. Well, the bolts on it, they get brittle after a while. So we just take all the bolts out and put new bolts in it and stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Jeez. I had no
clue. Start snapping and shit. So instead of just letting it snap and shut the plant down, you just day off, just go over there and change all the bolts out.
Huh.
Stuff like that. Clean up, change the chute.
Why don't they do that in the winter when you guys are slow and sitting in your trucks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm just asking. I'm just curious.
I don't know. It's just a timing thing, I guess. I don't know.
I just, because like when I got this place, I remember Dale used to have all these, like he would get instant mashed potatoes or he'd get onions and peppers and stuff that were pre-cut up, stuff like that. And he's like, oh, because of the prep time. And I look around and everybody that's working for him just standing around doing nothing. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. Yeah. That's why I started buying fresh and cutting it myself.
I think that preventive maintenance is pretty good though.
No, I'm not saying it's not. I'm just saying, why isn't it done like.
Well, there's other stuff done in the winter. There's all kinds of stuff that you're doing. You know, like maybe that's timing for that. You know what I mean?
Right. So they did something else in the winter. I gotcha. That's what I was just asking. I was just curious.
But I don't know. You don't want to break down in the middle of over a bolt. You know what I'm saying?
No, that'd be horrible. Yeah, so you're talking
$2 bolt. Change that damn bolt.
Right.
So we went around changing the bolts and stuff. And you know what? Like I said, our bosses are different. They're not in the office telling you go change them bolts. You know, he's up there with me changing the bolt, you know.
We should run a commercial. Me and you should work on a commercial together. It's not easy, though.
Why?
It's hard, dude. It's not easy. Yesterday, I tried to make a commercial. Like, I literally, like, ran, like, a commercial. I had to do, like, 60 takes. And I didn't come up with nothing great. I didn't. It was bad. It's like it needs practice.
That's
for sure.
You got stuff on your mind. You're thinking of dude
No, I wasn't thinking about that at all. Yeah. Only thing on my mind has been this right here. I'd be thinking about
Hector and shit.
Fucking Hector. Hector's got space in your head for free.
Yeah, he rented a big old spot. I'm like, that motherfucker. And then we got this one guy. He's running the show over there, and he ain't got no control over, like, he's running the shit, but he can't tell Hector to go do something else. You know what I'm saying? It's weird.
Right.
So I'm like, man, can't you get somebody else on the shoot? You know, like, Hector fucking everything up. And he's like, man, I can't do nothing about that. I'm like, damn. But this dude is so cool. He just walks around with this little smile. He don't give a fuck. It's like, it's just to get done. But, nah, that's pretty cool.
You want to hear my best that I came up with yesterday?
Probably not, but go ahead.
Here it goes. Hold on, I got to turn this off. I forgot I had this down. All right, here we go. Here it is.
Hey, Bar and Grill fans, it's Jim with Madhouse Bar Talk, where me and my co-hosts sit around and talk about the things going on around Madhouse Bar and Grill in Elyria, Ohio. The whole conversation is unscripted, uncensored, and unedited. Anywhere where you stream podcasts, just remember, Madhouse Bar Talks, baby.
Yeah, that needs a lot of work.
That's 60 takes in. 60. Holy 60 shit. Takes. 60 takes, and that's the best I could come up
First
with.
First of all, we do some editing. Shit. That was funny when I got here today. What did I say?
I don't remember.
You probably been here since last night.
Oh yeah, you said I was right. Yeah, dude, I literally did take after take after take, and I'm like, this all sounds like shit, and this sounds like shit, but it's the best I got. You know what I mean?
Don't play it again.
That's what I'm saying. We got to work on something. Yeah, we got to do something that looks like the one that runs on ours, and we'll give them a free shout out right now. We'll do it for them right now. Here's one that's been running on us. This is what it sounds like. Well, hold on. I got to turn this back on again. All right. There we go.
I'm comedian David Race in Los Angeles. I host a celebrity-filled paranormal talk show like no other. Monstrosity has great guests answering weird questions. You won't believe the combo of celebrities and paranormal experts who've been on this show. I guarantee you'll like Monstrosity. Or you get your time back. Go to Monstrosity.
Oh, you know what? I don't think that played right now. Fuck.
And take a look.
Maybe it did.
I hear it.
Yeah, but I think you're hearing it through the speakers. I think the desktop went off. But anyways, yeah. Theirs is better than mine for sure, but
not by much.
No, I got in a realm. I was there. I was getting closer.
Yeah.
But I mean,
unedited. No, we do some editing.
Well, part of the problem is that if I try to run an ad on other podcasts, like they're running on ours, some people will decline it because of the quality of the ad. So I just, you know what I mean? I'm trying to get a good quality ad up there so that we can get something that way we can run it. And you know what I mean? Maybe grab some extra listeners or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was pretty funny, man. I was sitting there going, holy shit, this is way harder than I ever imagined it was, you know, ever.
Do you think I'm going to start a new trend when somebody fucks up on a job to be like, all right, Hector.
He pulled a Hector.
He pulled a Hector. Damn it, Hector.
Damn you, Hector.
Man, it's so funny, man. He's so bad, and he walks around like, these drivers. You're like, yeah, okay. It was the driver.
Yeah, and everybody else is just rolling.
Yeah, we're like, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
All right, I think we're ready. I got to go. We're supposed to go to the zoo today. So I'm saying I got to go take this stuff that's in the trailer out to the boat, get that all set up, and then we're supposed to go to the zoo for Mother's Day today. If you go to the zoo and your mom, you get them for free.
There you go.
So I guess we're going to go so that Amanda can get them for free. Jew blood runs deep.
I guess.
All right, we're going to get out of here, but before we go, don't forget to go follow us on YouTube, go follow us on TikTok, and on Facebook with Madhouse Bar Talk.
Bye, Hector.
Bye, Hector. Peace.